to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Heading into this day, remember, God is a part of your life. Whether you have put your faith in Jesus Christ and become a child of God, part of his family, dearly loved, he's still a part of your life. He cares for you. He cares about you. He's the one who brought you into this world. He loves you so much. Jesus came into this world to die on the cross, to make a way for you to be right with God. God is reaching out to you in your life and letting you know he loves you, and he wants to be right there at the center of your life. You were made for a relationship with God, and your life only works the way he designed it, when he is at the center of it. If you never put God at the center of your life, I encourage you to do that. Get in touch with a Christian you know and ask them, how do I go on that journey towards faith in Jesus Christ? They'll love to help you answer that question. We're talking all this week about the part God plays in our lives when we're facing loss. When we've lost, whether it's a person we love dearly, or a job that mattered to us, or a pet that we have, or just hopes for the future because of some physical problem that has come into our lives, whatever the loss you're facing, God wants to be involved in your life. In the book of 1 Peter in the Bible, Peter writes in chapter 5, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." Isn't that a beautiful statement? Yes, humble yourself under God's mighty hand, so that at the proper time he can lift you up. Don't try and press on through life and face whatever life brings on your own. You were not designed to do that. You are designed to be in this beautiful relationship of love with God. God at the center of your life. God getting involved in the issues you're facing. Don't try and face life alone. Bring yourself to God and say, "God, I'm sorry I've been pushing you away, trying to live life on my own terms. I want you at the center of my life. I want to start that kind of relationship with you that you designed me for. Would you please help me grow in that relationship and walk with me through the issues of life that I'm facing right now?" God loves it when we call out to him like that, and his answer is always yes. When you come to God like that, then notice the next verse. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Yes, he cares. Whatever you're facing, whatever loss there is in your life right now, God cares. He knows. Jesus faced terrible loss in his life. He's there for you. He's there with you as you face loss. One day when we are glorified, and when this earthly life is over and we go to be with God, we'll be in a place without pain, without loss, without suffering. But for now, we're in this place where we face the consequences of a world that has pushed God away, and there is so much pain in this life. Being a Christian doesn't exclude you from that pain, but there is God walking through it with you. He cares for you, just as he cared for Jesus and ministered to him in his time of loss, just as he cared for so many people down through the stories of the Bible, and so many people since then, so many stories we know of today of people who have trusted God and found his nearness, his understanding, his inner strength, carrying them through those difficult times. You too can find God ministering to you, helping you go through this time of loss. Turn to him today. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.